A seedless watermelon contains no seeds, that sounds obvious. But here is the twist. The plant that grows it is sterile. It cannot produce viable pollen. So how does fruit ever form? The answer is a deliberate genetic trick, and it reveals something important about how much strategy goes into a watermelon crop before a single vine ever touches the soil. Farmers are not just gardeners. They are making high-stakes decisions about genetics, chemistry, and timing, decisions that lock in the outcome months before harvest. Think of seed selection the way you might think of choosing equipment before a competition, Eric. The wrong choice does not just cost you one round. It costs you the entire season. Commercial growers evaluate cultivars on four criteria: market acceptability, expected yield, regional adaptation, and disease resistance. That last one matters more than most people expect. Fusarium wilt and anthracnose are two fungal threats that can devastate a crop, and selecting a variety with built-in resistance is one of the most cost-effective defenses a farmer has. Certified seed is the standard for serious production. Uniform, correctly labeled, disease-free, and capable of roughly 85 to 90% germination. Anything below that threshold and you are starting with a compromised hand. Now, the seedless watermelon puzzle. Seedless varieties are triploid plants created by crossing a diploid parent with a tetraploid parent. The resulting triploid is genetically sterile. It cannot produce enough viable pollen to set its own fruit. That means every seedless field needs a helper. Diploid seeded pollinizer plants are interplanted specifically to supply the pollen that triploid plants cannot. A common field arrangement is roughly one pollinizer row for every 2 to 3 rows of seedless plants. The pollinizers are not the product, they are the support system. And because triploid seed is harder to establish than standard diploid seed, seedless varieties are almost always started as transplants in a greenhouse first, then moved to the field at 3 to 4 weeks old, once they have 2 to 3 true leaves. That head start reduces risk significantly. Soil is where the pregame really happens, Eric. Watermelons prefer well-drained sandy loam. Heavy soils slow plant development and produce fruit with inferior size and quality. Fine sandy soils can work well, but they demand more fertilizer and more precise irrigation. The target pH sits between 6.0 and 6.8, slightly acidic. Drop below 5.5 and lime becomes necessary. Good drainage is non-negotiable. Watermelon roots perform poorly in waterlogged conditions. For example, a field that held cucumbers or squash in the past 3 years carries elevated disease risk, so rotation away from other vine crops is a standard protective move. In exposed sandy fields, windbreaks reduce sandblasting damage to young seedlings, a detail that sounds minor until you watch a stand of seedlings get shredded by a spring wind. Soil temperature is the final gatekeeper. Watermelon seed will not germinate below about 60 degrees Fahrenheit. The preferred range is 70 to 95 degrees. At 77 degrees, seedlings can emerge in roughly 5 days. Plant too early into cold soil and germination becomes slow, uneven, and unreliable. Growers check soil temperature at seed depth before committing. Seed goes in at about 1 inch deep. Deeper in sandy or dry soils to reach moisture. Transplants, particularly the triploid seedless varieties, sidestep this vulnerability entirely. The greenhouse controls the environment. The field just has to be ready. The takeaway here is precise and worth holding on to, Eric. A watermelon crop is not one at harvest. It is one in the planning phase, in the genetics of the seed, the chemistry of the soil, and the temperature of the ground on planting day. The key idea is that every variable a farmer controls before the vine grows is a variable that cannot hurt them later. Choosing disease-resistant cultivars, matching soil pH, timing planting to soil temperature, and engineering the pollinizer layout for seedless production, these are not administrative details. They are the tactical foundation that determines whether the crop succeeds or fails. Get the pregame right, and the rest of the season has a fighting chance.